Jumbo, my friends, and welcome back to What the Foss, a podcast where I talk about different life experiences that have to do with fitness, moving your body, and being more healthy both physically and mentally. I'm your coach, Zoe, and today my drink of choice is water. I know, shocker, but trying to stay hydrated, so quick sip. All right, good. So, the thing I wanted to talk about today is I wanted to talk about the idea of falling off track. It's one of the biggest things I see with people where they fall off track with their fitness or some of their habits, and they don't seem to be able to get back in the swing of things, or when they do, they just seem to fall off again and again and again. And this happens. This happens a lot with clients of mine. This happens with friends of mine, with family. It's different things where we tend to have this kind of up and down ladder that happens. And I wanted to talk about a few different key ideas about getting back on track, whether you did fall off track or hell, whether you weren't on track in the first place. I wanted to talk about three kind of key things that help to keep me on track, learning from the mistakes that I've made in order to help you out in the best way that I can. So these three kind of points I want to go over again are all about getting yourself back on track or restarting some of the kind of habits that you want for better physicality or a better mentality. So the first one I wanted to talk about is aiming for realistic but not perfect plans. Okay, realistic but not perfect plans. So what do I mean by that? Well, I mean that you need to understand one key thing to all of these plans, no matter what type of plan you make, no matter what you plan to do. You will fail. And after you do that, you'll probably fail again. And you'll fail another time and another. And that'll continue on until you realize that you have to go through some of these minor failures, I put in quotes, in order to actually get to the place that you want to be. It's this going over constant mistakes to then figure out the right way to do something. Because the only way to figure that out is that you need to keep trying these things in order to succeed at that one point. It's not going to come in that first time, every single time that you do something or you're trying to make some change. It only needs to succeed once. So remember that the plan needs to be more realistic to you and your lifestyle. You might try to immediately jump back onto a fitness program and say, yeah, I want 6 days, I want 7 days. Just give me all the time of fitness because I'm just gonna jump full on, full steam back into it. When most of the time, that doesn't work. Most of the time, people think that they have this ideal of a perfect plan and that everything will be perfect and everything will go just right, when really, it won't. It's not gonna be perfect. It's not gonna be 100% the way that you thought it would be or the way that you wanted it to be. It's gonna be a plan that's realistic to you. It needs to be something that you know that you can build off of and you can get better on as you go on with it. Don't try to strive for perfection every single time. You know what happens when I try to strive for perfection? If I try to strive for perfection in eating, if I try to go way too strict on all my eating and cutting the right huge amount of calories and doing this the right way, if I try to go 100% on that every single day of the week, what happens is if I have that one slip up in my plan or that one day where I'm feeling really tired or I'm feeling off track, then I'm going to fall off and I will start eating like a large pizza by myself or get a bunch of fries or eat too much sweets. You know, something where it takes me way off plan because I'm like, oh, well, it was supposed to be perfect. I thought it was going to be perfect and now this fell off, so I should just cut the whole thing. When you try to go in this crazy mindset for perfection on everything, it's an unstable tower. It's not really a realistic tower that's built from the bottom with some of these small ground rules brick by brick in order to make a stable tower all the way up to the top. So strive for realism, not perfection when you're making your plan. The second bit is identifying your hurdles. You know, I always have seen in the Olympics lately, I've seen people doing the track and field events, and when they do some of the sprints and they go through hurdles, I always thought back to me trying to do some hurdles myself, whether it was like jumping over a fence or jumping over a bench. And all of those times when I tried to do that and thought that I could hurdle it on my own, I would fall flat on my face, because that's what happens when you doubt yourself and when you jump at a hurdle. I don't know if you have personally, but when I've ever jumped at a hurdle and I'm distracted, or I don't know exactly how to do it or what to do, or I'm not really focused in on it, I'm gonna fall flat on my face. And when you fall flat on your face, it doesn't feel good. You know, it's something that really gets in the way of what you're trying to do because you were kind of so distracted. And that one hurdle makes you think, oh, well, I can't go on the rest of the way because I can't get over this one specific hurdle. But what does the hurdle mean in this sense of you getting back on track or restarting in a fitness plan? It means that the hurdle is something that feels to you like it's difficult or it's time consuming. So I wanted to ask you, what's your hurdle? What could that be? Well, let's say for you, if you're trying to work on your eating, it could be that day where you need to do bulk cooking for your meals for the week, where you just cook a bunch of meals all at the same time. Or it could be a undisrupted workout. So trying to get some workout in, but oh, your phone's going off, or oh, this person is trying to talk to you, or you have a bunch of noises going on, or it's something nearby your work, something like that, whatever the case is. It's one of these things that's your hurdle, where that thing throws you off from going on and doing the rest of the tasks that get you back on track. So it's that one task that seems to kind of get in the way. And the biggest thing about that task is usually it seems, again, distracted. And when you're distracted going at hurdles, you're gonna fall flat on your face. Block out that time specifically for that. You need an undistracted hurdle. You need something that it's not going to get in your way by any means, where if you have that time set out for bulk cooking, you have 3 hours, let's say, that you do on a Sunday, and you say, I'm not going to look at my phone for any reason. I'm not going to answer text messages or calls or check out social media. I am just going to work on this one specific thing. Blocking everything out is what you need to do. It's the same for your workout. If you have workouts where you're on your cell phone the whole time, or you're distracted by family or kids or whatever it is, it's not going to feel like you're getting over that hurdle. It just feels like something that's time consuming instead of something that's benefiting the rest of your time. So remember, identifying your hurdles, it's that one specific thing that feels difficult or time consuming. That's the thing that really throws you off track. Quick water break before this third one. I encourage you to do the same. Good. Okay. So back to it. Last one I wanted to talk about is thinking about accountability, because accountability keeps you on track. If you think about in the Olympics, because I'm still using that reference because it's something that's happening when I'm recording this podcast. If you were trying to jump over a hurdle, or even think about any race or anything that those people were doing in the Olympics, there's so many people who they get their own personal PRs or their personal records, personal bests, when they're in the Olympics. And you know why they get their personal best there versus sometimes just randomly in training? Because obviously they've trained up to that point. But the other reason is that they are in front of a lot of people and there's a lot of eyes on them and a lot of people looking to see how they perform. And that keeps them accountable. That really pushes them where they think, oh, okay, well, I have all these new eyes on me that are looking for me to do the performance, to do the best I can. But you can apply that same thing to your life even if you're not in the Olympics, if you're not doing any type of sport even, just for your own fitness and your own personal well-being. The reason that accountability works for most people and for these situations to keep you on track is because it lowers your distractions. It lowers your distractions because if you have somebody to stay accountable to say that you're working out on these days or that you have this goal to get by the end of the year or whenever you put your time on, it keeps you less distracted because somebody else is really looking out for you to complete this task. Also, there's less external blame that happens. I remember when I would have some situations where running would go really poor or rugby would go poorly, and I wasn't telling anybody about my goals for any of those things. And because of that, I just decided in my head, if something didn't go the way that I thought it would when I was training, I was like, oh, well, it's this outside thing. If I had more help from this person, if I had more help from that person, or if the weather wasn't like this, or if I had felt better this day and I had this thing, that it would have been better. Being more accountable to somebody else actually lessens that external blame that you have, because you don't really feel that you can blame anybody else, because it makes you think more about that you are working on this yourself and somebody is looking for you to be able to do this task. It also just makes your task real when you're accountable to somebody, because sometimes if it's just stuck in your head, you don't really visualize what it fully can be until you tell somebody else. And then once you tell somebody else that you have this task to do, then all of a sudden it kind of becomes, oh man, I now have to figure out, like, what are the steps that I need to do to get there. Mine is qualifying for the Boston Marathon. I've told people about it in the past, hopefully not to the point where they are annoyed by me talking about it, but I've told them this goal because for a while, for years, it hasn't really been a realistic goal, but now it's getting pretty close. And to be able to get something like that, it makes it way more real to tell somebody else. And you might be thinking in your mind, well, what if I don't have anybody else to tell? Well, I encourage you, you can message me if you want. I won't make some response. I don't even have to like it if you want. You can just make mine a journal for what your goals want to be, but you can message me at FOSS Movement Training or at The Coach So You Know on social media. And if you go and do any of those and you send that to me, that just makes it more real for you. And you can send it that way. No judgment. You can just send it to me. I don't even have to respond if you don't want me to, just so you can actually get it out into the world. So, final recap before I let you go. When it comes to falling off track and actually getting back on track, aim for realism, not perfection. Second one, identify your hurdles. And the third and final one, accountability keeps you on track. I hope you all enjoyed this. I hope you got something out of it. If you did, please share it with somebody who you know. It helps out the podcast a lot to get more people, in order to get more questions, in order to get more topics to talk about that are most helpful to you. So thank you for being here. And as always, keep moving, keep exploring, take chances, make mistakes, and I'll talk to you soon.